Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith here with your 360 update. The Eagles have the day off from practice today, but they will be back starting on Wednesday as they get set for a trip to Baltimore to visit the Ravens. Today, we did hear from the Eagles coordinators, and we'll start things off with defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz, who talked about the play of the Eagles corners in the last game against Washington.
Yeah, I made a lot of plays. Doesn't make up for the ones we gave up. We got a score in the, we got a lead in the fourth quarter. Man, I'd swap any of those for knocking that ball down on fourth and one. You know, sort of life as an NFL corner. You're going to give up some plays. We just can't make them an 80-yard play. Like I said, if that's 60, we get them on the ground. We got a chance to make another play.
Meanwhile, within the last 24 hours, the Eagles have made a host of roster moves, sending three players to injured reserve. That's John Dorenbos, Wendell Smallwood, and Matt Tobin. And to fill those roster spots, they signed veteran cornerback Dwayne Gratz, along with long snapper Rick Lovato. And then just earlier this morning, the team elevated running back Byron Marshall from the practice squad to the active roster. And today we heard from offensive coordinator Frank Reich on what Marshall can bring to the table.
Byron, I'm not sure what action he'll see, but I can just tell you, watching scout team this whole year, probably if you took the 10 most eye-popping wild plays on the field this year, Byron might have three or four of them, where he's running scout team and he runs a route or he makes a cut against our defense that just goes, whoa. I mean, that was, and we'll look at each other and say, that was legit. I mean, so he's got some explosiveness and elusiveness to him.
All right, well, that will wrap things up here from the NovaCare Complex. Don't forget that tomorrow we'll hear from head coach Doug Peterson, along with quarterback Carson Wentz, wide receiver Jordan Matthews, and a host of others. You can catch all that content right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles mobile app.